Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Linde, the industrial gases giant, trading under ticker LIN, and breaking down why this stock continues to stand out in the basic materials sector even after a solid run higher. Linde operates as a global leader in industrial gases and engineering, serving everything from steelmaking and chemicals to electronics, healthcare, and even aerospace. With operations spanning the Americas, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia Pacific, the company has built an incredibly resilient business model that benefits from long-term contracts and essential product demand. Founded back in 1879 and headquartered in Woking, UK, Linde now employs over 65,000 people worldwide under CEO Sanjeev Lamba. Its core offerings include atmospheric gases like oxygen and nitrogen, plus process gases and engineering solutions that power critical industries. The scale here is massive, with a market cap north of $234 billion and a stock price recently hovering around $506, giving investors exposure to steady, inflation-protected growth. Looking at the latest full-year numbers, Linde pulled in roughly $34 billion in sales. The Americas segment led the way at about $15.2 billion, followed by EMEA at $8.5 billion, APAC at $6.7 billion, and the engineering segment contributing $2.7 billion. Geographically, the United States alone accounted for over $12 billion, with strong contributions from Germany, China, Mexico, and Brazil, rounding out a diversified revenue base that helps cushion regional slowdowns. On the earnings front, Linde's first quarter 2026 results showed real momentum. Net income came in at $1.857 billion, with diluted EPS of 3.96 cents, while adjusted EPS hit $4.33, up 10% year-over-year. Revenues climbed 8% to $8.781 billion, driven by pricing power and new project startups. Management also raised the dividend again, signaling confidence in the cash flow outlook. During the Q1 earnings call, leadership highlighted robust demand across electronics and commercial space markets, noting that project startups and pricing discipline are delivering consistent growth. They emphasized maintaining a strong balance sheet while allocating capital toward high-return opportunities, including new air separation plants that position the company for long-term expansion in key regions like North Carolina. From a balance sheet perspective, Linde closed the most recent year with total assets near $86.8 billion and stockholders' equity of $38.2 billion. Operating cash flow reached $10.35 billion, supporting $5.26 billion in capital expenditures and still leaving healthy free cash flow of about $5.09 billion. Key metrics look solid too, with return on equity around 18.5%, a gross margin near 46%, and a manageable debt-to-equity ratio of 0.64. Valuation-wise, the stock trades at a forward PE that has been trending lower as earnings grow, currently sitting in the mid-20s range on 2026 estimates. With a dividend yield around 1.2%, after the latest 7% increase to $1.60 per quarter and a price-to-sales multiple near 6.8 times, Linde commands a premium but justifies it through consistent execution and high-quality cash generation. On the strength side, Linde benefits from its massive scale, long-term customer contracts, and leadership in sustainability that recently earned Dow Jones best-in-class recognition. Weaknesses include exposure to energy price volatility and a capital-intensive business that requires ongoing heavy investment. Opportunities lie in electronics, hydrogen, and clean energy transitions, while threats range from global economic slowdowns to intensifying competition in emerging markets. Performance-wise, Linde has delivered strong results with a 97.76% gain over 5 years, though the past 12 months have been more muted at around 7.5%. Recent weekly and monthly moves show resilience, outperforming the broader specialty chemicals industry in several periods, as investors reward its defensive growth profile. When we run the numbers through a discounted cash flow lens, using conservative 10% discount rate assumptions and 3% terminal growth, the model points to an intrinsic value around $150 on the low end, while market-based approaches suggest a fair value closer to $377. At current prices near $500, the stock appears somewhat rich relative to these baselines, but its premium reflects the quality of the franchise and growth visibility. Factoring in the strong free cash flow yield near 2.2%, and ongoing dividend growth, long-term holders can still find value through compounding, especially if Linde continues executing on new projects and maintains pricing power. The gap between current trading levels and calculated intrinsic ranges highlights the importance of dollar-cost averaging on any pullbacks. All told, Linde remains a high-quality compounder with durable competitive advantages and a clear path for steady earnings growth. If you're building a long-term portfolio focused on essential industrials, this name deserves a spot on your watch list. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts on Lin in the comments, and I'll catch you in the next one.